Welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene, everybody. It is your host, Jackie Zook. It is another awesome day for another awesome episode of How to Become Next on Scene in your field of business or in your passion. Before I bring on my amazing guest, I always like to start with a marketing tip that also can be incorporated into some self-care. And today, my advice is going to be all about the importance of really carving out time for yourself for your marketing. I think not enough people do this. And they feel like they have to do everything last minute. And to be honest, when you do things too last minute, the results are never the same. And everybody has their own process, but for the most success and the most successful people that are out there, they make time in advance for their marketing to achieve their goals. And I think if you look to your goals as more long-term results and not short-term results, that's really where the success lies. So if you can carve out an hour, you know, a week for yourself, and you start with even that as like a realistic goal, like prime example, I'll use myself as an example because I love to walk my talk. I carve out an hour a week, and sometimes even just an hour a month, and I record all of my videos for the month that are under 60 seconds. I pre-script them. I pre-think of the topics. I'm not a huge scripter. I kind of think of things in the moment. So do whatever flows with you, right? But in terms of topics, I pre-think them out and I record them. And then I don't have to think about any videos for a little while. And sometimes I record 8 videos or more, right? So do whatever feels aligned to you. But if there is one takeaway that I can share with you today, really carve out the time for your marketing, because the more you plan in advance, the better long-term results you will have. So that can also be related into your personal life. It does not just have to do with marketing. Really carving out some self-care time for yourself at least once a week, once a month, that is a goal that you should absolutely keep. And I'm working on that myself. So on the self-care side. That aside, I'm really excited to bring on my amazing guest. We have the amazing Elise Kyra. She's the founder and instructor of SweatFix. She's the co-founder of Fix Studios, and she is the co-host of the Business Muscle podcast. And she has had such a successful career the past 7 years doing amazing things in the wellness space. And I can't wait for you to learn from her. So stay tuned for the amazing Elise.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
Welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene, everybody. I'm so excited to be here with the amazing Elise Kyra, who has many talents. She is the founder and owner of SweatFix. She's also the co-founder of Fix Studios, but it's called Fix. And she's also the podcast host of Business Muscle Podcast. Elise, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Of course. I think you have such an inspiring background. You're doing such amazing things in your world, and I wanted my people to get to know you. So how did you fall into the world of fitness and wellness?
Yeah. So I was a college basketball player. I went to Bentley and I was always into fitness. When I was in the process of doing the whole college thing, I tore both my ACLs. So sadly, the basketball dream career was gone, but I really got into strength training and all that kind of that whole world of wellness. I really loved it. But I ended up going to school for corporate finance and accounting. I got my CPA. So after leaving Bentley, I went right into corporate accounting and auditing. So I worked for KPMG. But behind the scenes, I was always that person teaching boot camps and getting certifications. And I'd wake up at like 5 a.m. and just lead people through trainings and then go to Boston for like 60-hour weeks. And so I was always just like, I want to start my own business. I want to do this. Will I ever have the guts to do it? I don't know. But I would like be writing business plans during my lunch. I would be calling instructors and owners from across the country at night to be like, hey, can I just pick your brain? I was always just like trying to get as much information as I could and do as much as I could so that if I had the chance, I was ready to take it. And then in 2017, I got a call. I quit my job and in 4 weeks opened the first SweatFix. Within 3 years, I grew to 5 locations with no investors, no partners. It was just me and my awesome team. And then eventually Fix was born during COVID, which is a bodywork studio. And then we just keep rolling. Now we have a podcast, we run an Airbnb, we're just living.
So cool. I love it. So yeah. Are you from Mass originally that you opened on the North Shore or?
Yeah. So I grew up in Wakefield, Mass, and that's actually where our first studio was. So where that studio is, I had reached out to this, it was a personal training studio and they weren't teaching morning classes. And I was like, why aren't you teaching morning classes? And she's like, I don't want to get up at 5 o'clock. And I was like, I'll do it. I'll make an image and I'll see if people are interested. She's like, go for it. So I was teaching morning classes in her studio twice a week. And then eventually she like faded that out and then she wanted to leave. And so when she was going to leave, she called me and was like, do you want the space? Probably not thinking that I would take it. I had a corporate job. I was working for Vistaprint at the time. It was like a great job. It was what I went to school for. And I said, yep. And I quit my job and literally built out the studio, did everything in 4 weeks and launched it. And the rest is history.
Amazing. And obviously the name. So where did the name come from for the business?
Yeah. So when I was like behind the scenes, I was like, I want to be in wellness. I was like, oh, maybe I'll make a blog. So Sweat Fix was going to be like how I got my fix. So how like the fitness studios that I went to and all that. I'm an awful writer. I love Instagram. I love videos, but if you look at my captions, they're not great. So the reason that I didn't do a blog is probably great because nobody would have read that blog. But Sweat Fix was going to be a blog at the time.
So cool. And then
Yeah.
obviously now, so tell me, obviously you started with Sweat Fix and now you have Fixed. So tell us the transition of like how that came about and what Fixed Studios actually is.
Definitely. So Ariel, my co-owner, she is a physical therapist. So she was working in our Southie studio because at the time we had Wakefield, Beverly, Amesbury, Southie, and Arlington. So she was one of our Southie instructors. And she also was a full-time physical therapist. So she came up to me one day and she introduced me to dry needling. She's like, I know you have lower back pain. You should try dry needling. I can just bring it into the studio. I think it would be great for clients too that have knee pain, back pain, shoulder pain. It can keep your clients healthy. I had no idea what this was. I was like, is this acupuncture? She's like, no, it's the same needle, but a totally different technique. She did it to me, and I was like, immediately my back released and all the pain I had was gone. And I was like, why do people not have access to this? Like, how do I get this if I want to do it? She's like, you have to go to a physical therapist. Usually you get a referral for a doctor to go there. But it's you can't just like book it like you could a fitness class or a massage. And I was like, this needs to be a thing. So she started just doing it on clients in SweatFix because we wanted to test the market. Do people actually love it as much as I do? And people loved it. So I was 7 months pregnant at the time. It was in the middle of COVID, and she quit her job and we opened actually in Wakefield also. There was a little studio, there was a little location in downtown Wakefield that was leaving, and we called the landlord before they even put a for lease sign up. And we said, let us look at this space. We have a new idea for a business. And we launched with four bodywork services. So dry needling, Braxton, cupping, and stretching. And now we do full PT and pelvic floor PT. But at the time it was just those four and it took off. We see anywhere from 300 to 500 people a month in that one location. And it's just 20 minutes appointments. So think like you wake up and your neck's sore and you're like, I can't turn my head. Instead of just living with it for the 5 to 7 days it usually takes for that muscle to like recover, you go on the app, you book it that day and you get in and she'll needle you. They'll assess you. These are full PTs and athletic trainers who will be able to assess you, tell you what treatment's best. And you get that treatment in 20 minutes. You get exercises on the way out and you're good to go.
Amazing. So now
Yep.
it's like your full service, like work out and then come stretch and get all the things you need to balance, like post stretch, right? Post working out, right?
Yeah, so it honestly complements SweatFix perfectly because these people are working hard. They're lifting heavy. And so a lot of the clients we do come from like the Orangetheory, the CrossFits, the people that are lifting, their strength training. And that's kind of what we thought. We're like, we're going to see a lot of that type of clientele. But it's now transformed to like, we see firefighters, we see people in salons that are like hunched over all day doing lashes and stuff like that. The whole gamut we see now, we see people that just come in for monthly memberships because they want to feel good and they get cups and they get stretched. And it's like twice a month, they don't want to get injured. They're leading up to a race, stuff like that. So we at first were like, it's going to be SweatFix, it's going to be CrossFit, it's going to be Orangetheory. And now it's like, honestly, it's the moms that like pick up their back, picking up their kid that want to come in and feel better. They can't have their back be hurting for the next week. So honestly, it's anybody that just wants access to great treatment, like you would if you had to get a referral, but just cash based on the spot.
Amazing. So what are your goals? Like, are you going to expand more of like Sweat Fix? Like what's kind of like your vision for like where you're going next?
Yeah, so right now Sweat Fix is at four studios. We lost our Southie studio because that whole in Southie, that whole area is getting knocked down and they're kind of rebuilding it like what's it called? The Seaport. So the building we were in got sold, so we lost that one. But Sweat Fix, we're just building it up, always creating new value for our members. But Fix is rarely where we see the growth because the response has been amazing. So we after this Last July, we opened our second location in Haverhill, and we're currently in the process of continuing to build that out and then grow. So we are looking at two different ways, whether we keep operating via corporate locations, or we're also entertaining, because we've had a lot of interest, franchising. Because the model, we've nailed it down so well now, and our process is so well, from when you walk into the studio to how we follow up when you're 5 sessions in, that it's like turnkey now. So the idea of franchising is something that we are entertaining, because we are so confident in this model, and we believe that people need access to this. They need to be able to get the care that they want, and it shouldn't have to be going through hoops and waiting weeks to get seen by a doctor.
I love it. And so in terms, I feel like you're such a good mentor, especially for people who want to like start businesses and like expand their businesses. What advice do you have for a woman who have a dream to start a business and like where to start and things to explore? I would love to hear from your advice.
Yeah, definitely. I love working with new people that are just like in a side hustle, or just they want to do their own thing. I think it's such a great lane for especially females to go through. My biggest piece of advice is to start now. So I was working that corporate job, but anytime I had, I was doing the back end work. I was networking. I was trying out classes. I was seeing what I liked, what I didn't like. I was making contacts. I was building up my Instagram. I was putting myself in uncomfortable situations to connect with owners that probably didn't want to talk to me. Who was I? I was a nobody. But I was like, hey, if you have 5 minutes, I'd love to pick your brain on like what software you use to book clients. And they're like, girl, you don't even have a studio. But I just wanted to take everything in. And that's the advice I give, like, just do it now. Because if you get that call, if you get that chance, it might only come once, and you want to be ready. And if you all of a sudden you're like, okay, now's the time, now's the perfect, I have all the money, you might not, that chance might not come then. So it's never going to be that like perfect, red carpet moment where you have the best relationship, the best, all the money set, you have the plan. You need to be ready now. So I think the work leading up is so important. And when you have a 9 to 5, you got weekends off. You have like you have so much more time than when you actually go to open that business, because you are not quitting your corporate job to work less hours. I always say
It's
this: you are
so true,
quitting your
right?
corporate job to grind, to build something up. You're going to work double what you did with the hopes of eventually it scales and you can step back, right? And then you can build out your team. But at the beginning, you are not quitting it to work less hours.
So from when you started to now, are you still teaching the same classes in terms of like what you're doing at Sweatfix, or have you transitioned a lot in terms of your role? Like,
Yeah, I've transitioned a lot. So when I opened Sweatfix, I did everything. I was instructing everything. I was cleaning the toilets. I was literally everybody. I did accounting. I was everybody. So now I only teach 4 classes a week out of all the 4 studios. I'm still like the leader when it comes to like our social media and marketing and direction and overseeing like the direction of Sweatfix. But we've got it to the place, like I said, we've built the processes and the team where it just runs. Everybody knows their role and it just kind of runs. And then we just kind of direct it where it's going to go. I'm still always in touch with the team. We have group chats, we have quarterly meetings, we have all those things for Sweatfix. But I used to be there all day, every day. And that has changed, but it didn't happen overnight. So people see that and like that took 7 years to get there. It wasn't like the first year or two, I was missing bachelorette parties. I was missing people's weddings. I couldn't go on some trips because I couldn't leave this baby that I just started. And the growth was so quick, where we had a second studio in 9 months for Sweatfix. So then I was in both studios basically 24/7. But that's what you do when you have a vision and a mission, and you know your reason why. Eventually you'll get there, and then you can start to scale back.
So awesome. So what classes do you teach now? What's like your favorite class you still have kept teaching?
Yeah, so I try to teach one in almost every studio. I don't teach in Amesbury right now, but I love teaching like our row and our hit. And I do like honestly, I love all of them. I'm a strength person. So in all our classes is always a strength component. I think that females especially need to be lifting, and they need to be lifting heavy, and you need to start now. Because if you want to be able to pick up your kids in 40 years from now, your grandkids, I mean, you need to be lifting a certain amount now, because every year you're going to kind of start to dwindle out. So I'm huge on lifting. So I love our sculpt classes, which is strength training, and like our row and our hit are just a mixture of rowing, so low impact cardio paired with strength training, which everybody needs. So every class has strength component to it.
I have to share this like fun fact that I learned about you, about how you hold the school record as the all-time lead scorer for your high school basketball. That's amazing.
Yeah, I was one of those kids that would just like practice all day long by myself. Like basketball was it for me. And I guess it's not surprising now because I'm so just like when I'm into something and driven,
Driven.
nothing's gonna
Oh,
stop it.
yeah.
And that's how I was as a kid. And it like it wasn't because my parents put it on me. My brother didn't play basketball, but like there was something like broken in me that I was like, no, this is it. And I'm gonna practice every day and I'm gonna be the best. I don't know if I loved winning or just hated losing, but it whatever it was. Yeah. So Arlington Catholic, which our second studio is across the street from my high school, which was Arlington Catholic. So it's kind of weird how that happened. I went from my hometown to where I went to high school. So
I
I get to
love,
see that
well,
school every
it makes
day.
sense that you feel connected there, though, like that you would choose those places.
Yeah, I felt like Arlington, I knew the community and I knew it was missing something. And yeah, it just worked. A lot of people are like Arlington, you know, because it's just like, I don't know, it's like a random, it's not in the city, but it's like outside the city. But no, we love that community. They've been great to us. And yeah, go back to the old stomping ground back when I used to play basketball.
I know. I'm like, how many people work for you now, Elise?
Ooh, between I'd have to like go look. Probably 30 something.
Amazing.
Between the two companies, because yeah, there's six locations,
Impressive.
probably 30 something. I don't know
Impressive.
the exact number. I probably should know
Oh
that, but I don't know
no,
the
yeah.
exact number
I
now.
mean, I'm just, it's just inspiring. So like, thanks for sharing. I think it's
Yeah.
so cool. So what's a day in the life for you? So walk us through a day in a
Yeah. So,
person.
a day in the life, I like to, if I can, if I'm able to, I like to get up and work out before everything. So before my son, he's going to be 3 in March, wakes up, I'll either try to go to a gym or go to a class, or I'll just work out here. I have no shame in just going downstairs, picking up, I have weights at my house and just lifting, just getting in a workout because I'm a better person when I work out. I don't like working out late. The people that can work out after work, good for like I'm impressed. I can't. I like to do it first thing. So I'll do that and then I will hang with my son. And then for example, today I went and I trained some clients at 8 and I taught the 9 o'clock. Come home, I did email, I did meetings. I'm jumping on this with you, which I love doing this stuff. So some days we do have podcast interviews because we have our own podcast. And then it's usually a little bit more meetings, whether it's with Ariel or my team. And then I'll grab my son at daycare at 2:30. I'll hang out with him and then at 6 o'clock or 7, usually sometimes I'll have more team meetings then. So it's a lot of meetings. It's a lot of like just networking events with people. It's a lot of, you know, just talking with people on my team, telling them where the direction's going to go. We're working on newsletters or emails and stuff like that. So every day is kind of different, but every day I love to work out. I always carve out time for my son. He's only in daycare 3 days a week. So I have him the rest of the time. And that's on purpose. I love it. He's the CEO of our company. So he comes to all these things with me.
I love
And
it.
then, yeah, I'm like teaching or podcasting, or I have an Airbnb, I'm connecting with the cleaners there or something like that. It's always, every day is different, but that's what I like. I like creating my own kind of schedule.
I love that too. We're in good company here. I think that's part
Yeah.
of entrepreneurship, right? I think that's totally
Yep.
what it is. So the dream for Elise is to be on Survivor, right? We know this.
Hell yeah.
I love
Hell
it.
yeah.
I love it. You have to like continue. It's gonna come. It's just timing. I believe that.
I think it's gonna come. You know, like I don't know. I'm gonna be on Survivor. It's gonna happen. I gotta make
I
my new
love it.
video. I gotta update it, and then you guys will see me on Survivor.
That's so awesome.
Gonna manifest it.
It's been around for how many years at this point?
It's like been 40 seasons. It's a lot. It's one of
Literally,
the
right?
longest lasting. Like that's a reality show I can get behind. Like you won't ever see me on like a Love is Blind or any of those, but Survivor, the challenge, like call me. I'm down for that.
I give you so much credit for wanting to do that. I feel like seeing myself living in those situations, you just have to figure it out. There's no option, right?
I love being pushed. I love being challenged. I wouldn't do it for the money. I mean, that would be great, but that's not why I want to be on it.
Right.
I love to like push a limit and see where we can like get to the breaking point. And I feel like that would be one of those times. And I feel like that's nothing better than like what they do to you in Survivor. So I'm so down for
I'm
that.
rooting for you. I am so
Yeah,
rooting for you.
we'll have a viewing party if I ever get on.
I love it. No, you have to say, you have to act like it's already happening, right?
Yeah,
You
it's
have
gonna,
the
I'm gonna
mindset.
manifest it.
Exactly. That's how it works. All right. I want
Yep.
to talk about your okay. So CPA to like business owner, like finance to like the creative side. I mean, I guess I'm a better business person because you're very analytical too, right? Like, what's your take on that in terms of balance?
Yeah, so I definitely think that it helps to have that business corporate accounting finance background. And if you don't have that, like we talk about on the podcast all the time, if you don't have that, that's totally fine. But then you partner with somebody who has those skills. So when you're finding a partner, you need to find a partner that has different skills. If you both are CPAs, then why are you partnering together?
Right.
You know, like Ariel's a physical therapist. She has no idea how to open the company, like to form the LLC, to do the, like, I have no idea how to dry needle people. I have no, like, so it worked perfectly. So, but I do think it helps because I do talk to a lot of business owners and they have no idea. They say they just open their bank account and they pray that it goes up. They have no idea what their numbers look like. They don't have any KPIs that they're tracking. So key performance indicators, it gives me hives to think about because even if you don't have that background, I think that you should either partner somebody that does have a mentor. You can just do like basic research yourself, just to have an understanding of how your business is running so that you can actually make key decisions. Because if you're somebody and you're like, no, I'm just not a finance person, how do you actually make decisions in your business for like what, when to grow, when to scale, when to, you need to pull back on people if you don't actually know what your numbers are. So even if you're not, I think all people should eventually learn and be aware and be able to like go into a meeting and actually talk about it. But you just got to start somewhere or partner with somebody who's going to teach you.
No, it's good advice. Like, I also think like stand in your zone of genius and outsource what's not, right?
Yeah.
It
yeah.
doesn't help you exactly what you're saying. Like, it doesn't work in your favor. You will
yeah.
not do well, but you learn from experience. So I'm like, I see both sides of it, but still.
But just being aware, like you don't need to be, you don't need to be your accountant. But like
sure.
being able to like look at the P&L and understand like at least what it means, like what your gross margin is, just like basic things of just so you understand like how your business is actually running. You don't need to be the one that does the journal entries, but I think just to know what your key numbers are helps you make decisions. And I'm big on, and our whole team is on setting goals. So we set monthly goals, we set quarterly goals, we go back and look at goals. And so everything is very number driven. So we have goals for everything from reviews, like the number of Google reviews we want to get every month, to our new client retention. Like everything is number driven because that's how my brain works. But it also gives people a target so that they know what they're fighting for. If I said, you just got to do better, Jackie. And you're like, okay, well, like, what is that? Like,
you mean like more
so we actually, yeah. So like we are very specific and our team is, we're transparent about what these numbers look like, especially for fixed. And we found that they enjoy it better because they're like, see what's actually, what they're doing is actually affecting the business. Than if we're like, just do a better job. What does that mean? Work harder. Like, no, it's, hey, let's get our retention up by 10%. Like it's one extra person you need to retain this month. And we look at every single number like that.
I love it. I feel like Fix should be on like Shark Tank.
We had, a guy that was actually just on Shark Tank on the podcast, Slate Milk. I don't know if you know Manny Lupin.
I did see. No, yeah.
But
yeah.
He was on it and he said he got demolished. But they were so early. They were pre-launch. So we're like established where I feel like we'd hold our ground. I think we could hang. They'd maybe rip us apart a little bit, but I feel like we could hang with them.
Just got to go for it. I just know I watched something recently where they weren't huge on like franchising businesses, but Barbara, I think Barbara invested in the company that ended up franchising. So.
Yeah, I feel like they do a lot of products on Shark Tank because
that's a good point.
They can, I think they all have connections with like the Costco's and the Bed Bath, you know, all that. And so they can just like make a call and get that product in there. Services, it's more of like, you know, you have to set up location. It's a lot more work, I think.
It's a good point.
Than just making a call and getting your product in Walmart.
Right. That's a good point. It's definitely a different avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. So Elise, I think you're so amazing. Like how can people follow you on social media, stay in touch with you? And is there anything you want to offer? Please share.
Yeah. So people can follow me on social media. It's just Elise Kaira. It's spelled weird. C-A-I-R-A. Everybody definitely struggles with my last name, but you can follow me on Elise Kaira on Instagram. You can follow Sweat Fix. It's just Sweat Fix with two X's. And then Fixed is F-I-X-X-E-D, and the Business Muscle Podcast. So you can come listen to us there. We have every new episodes every Monday, and we're having a blast. You're actually going to be on it soon. So
yeah.
We have the best of the best guests. So if you've never been to a SweatFix, though, we have a new client special. You can come try us out 3 weeks, unlimited for $30. Just try it out, no strings attached. And then Fixed, you can get your first session for $49. So you'll just book, you'll come in, get assessed, leave feeling great, with a plan of how to attack it just for $49. So if you're interested in any of those, fixstudios.com or swexfix.com.
Thank you. I'll put that all in the blog, like follow up too. So if anybody
Perfect.
can't spell anything, you know, things
Yeah,
happen.
it's a lot of
I'll
X's,
get
a
it
lot of
covered.
things going on.
It's
So
totally good. Well, thank you, Lisa. It's been so amazing. I so appreciate you making the time. And thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in to Becoming Next on Scene. And stay tuned for who's next on scene.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.